Hey there, incredible humans. Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's crazy roller coaster with a dash of stoicism and a whole lot of heart. Today we're diving into something super important, something that's often misunderstood. Embracing your emotions. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, "Ugh, another self-help podcast," hear me out. We're not talking about becoming a walking Hallmark movie or letting every feeling run wild like a stampede of elephants. No way. This is about finding that sweet spot, that balance between acknowledging our emotions, understanding them, and expressing them in a healthy, constructive way. Because let's be real, we all feel things deeply. Ever felt that crushing wave of disappointment when a plan falls apart? Or the overwhelming joy when you achieve something you've been working towards for ages? Those are powerful emotions, right? And they deserve to be acknowledged, not bottled up or ignored like some embarrassing secret. Here's the thing. Suppressing your emotions doesn't make them disappear, it just pushes them underground where they can fester and explode later on in unhealthy ways. Think of it like a pressure cooker. Keep adding fuel without releasing any steam, and eventually bang. You've got a disaster on your hands. So, how do we avoid that? How do we navigate the emotional landscape with grace and resilience? It starts with these 5 key takeaways. 1. Become an emotion detective. Start paying attention to your emotions. What triggers them? What sensations do you feel in your body when you experience certain emotions? This awareness is crucial because it helps us understand our emotional patterns and identify what might be causing those negative feelings to pop up. Remember, understanding the why behind the emotion is half the battle. 2. Embrace the full spectrum. Emotions are not good or bad, they are simply information. Happiness, sadness, anger, fear, they all play a role in our lives and offer valuable insights into ourselves and our experiences. Trying to suppress certain emotions because you deem them negative is like trying to cut out colors from a painting. You're essentially robbing yourself of the full picture. 3. Name it to tame it. Putting words to your emotions can be incredibly powerful. Instead of just saying, "I feel bad," try being more specific. "I feel frustrated because," or "I feel anxious about." This practice helps us gain control over our emotions by giving them a tangible form and making them less overwhelming. 4. Find healthy outlets. Emotions need to be expressed, not suppressed. Find healthy outlets that work for you: exercise, journaling, talking to a trusted friend or therapist, even dancing it out in your living room. The key is to find ways to release those emotions constructively without hurting yourself or others. 5. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially when things get tough. Remember that everyone experiences difficult emotions, and it's okay to not have all the answers. Treat yourself with the same understanding and compassion you would offer a dear friend going through a similar situation. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work, facing a major deadline. The pressure is on, your mind is racing, and suddenly you feel that familiar tightness in your chest, anxiety creeping in. You might want to lash out at a coworker, procrastinate until the last minute, or even just withdraw into a shell of stress. But what if instead, you took a deep breath, acknowledged those feelings of anxiety, and said to yourself, "Okay, I feel anxious right now, but I can handle this." You could then identify specific tasks that contribute to your stress and break them down into smaller, more manageable steps. Maybe you schedule a short walk to clear your head or chat with a supportive colleague about the challenges you're facing. By acknowledging and addressing those emotions head-on, you empower yourself to navigate the situation with more clarity and composure. Remember, embracing your emotions doesn't mean becoming a walking emotional hurricane. It means developing self-awareness, understanding your triggers, and finding healthy ways to express and manage your feelings. It's about cultivating that inner strength and resilience to ride life's waves with grace and intention. So go out there and embrace those emotions. Don't shy away from them, understand them. Learn from them, and let them guide you on your journey of self-discovery. And remember, you're not alone in this. We're all navigating the emotional roller coaster together. Let me know what you think. Share your own experiences, thoughts, or questions in the comments below. Until next time, keep on thriving.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.